Okay, so there's this thing called the cube, right? Now, the cube is what you live in. It's the 666 system that God created as a reflection to the heart of man. Because man is born in sin, it's a reflection to your heart. Now, God also created hell. Now, hell is for the devil and his angels. God created hell for the devil. So don't be shocked when people say, well, God wouldn't create the cube. He only created the cube, something you could understand in the flesh mind. So if he created hell for the devil, then you know he created the cube for man. Now, some people choose to go to hell. That's their choice with the devil. But God didn't create hell for man. God created the cube, which is a birthing repeat cycle to get you to be born again eventually. The 153 is the Jesus in the middle, in the midst. You must be born again. So the only way to really escape the cube is to be born again by the Spirit. Because your flesh mind is nothing but sin. It's 666. So as a Christian, you can step in the cube and play the game, or you can step out at any moment. You can step in and out because you're really in the Spirit. You're outside it. In your body, you're in it. You can play the game. You can forgive your enemies. You can forgive your neighbors. You can forgive everybody in your life because you're not in the cube anymore. You know that the reason they're doing what they're doing is because the devil has deceived them. Their own flesh mind has deceived them. They compare themselves with one another. They are in the red versus blue face-to-face fight. But the face-to-face can be one of two things. It can be iron sharpening iron, which is the Spirit, face-to-face, or it can be flesh cutting the flesh, which is the law, the letter killeth. You can cut each other with the flesh tools, or you can raise each other up with the spiritual tool. Now, to love your neighbor as yourself is to rise above the law, not under law. Because anytime you walk in the law or under the law, you're in the flesh. So it's nothing but pride and arrogance and selfishness and all that. Because you are spiritual, the flesh creatures try to pull you down into their level. And what I noticed today with the noise violation, somebody made a comment about the reason they call the doll the pigs, because they can be taken possessed by the devil, which is the spirit of the pig. And so in the horizontal plane, you can try to step out of the cube and say, I'm not playing the game, without being born again, but you're still in the system, you're still in the game, you just choose to do a different game. The only way to really escape the cube is the spirit walk. And the spirit walk is dying daily. So you die in the cube, because the word cube means die. So you're either going to die in the cube, you're going to be died by the cube, D-Y-E, died, D-Y-E-D. You're going to be died with the color of the devil, psychopath, sociopath. You're either going to become a sociopath in the cube and be dyed, like dyeing your clothing. I need to dye my pants blue or something like that. You're going to be dyed in the cube, the color of the devil, the antichrist, the psychopath, sociopath, narcissist. Or you learn to die while in the cube, die to self. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you take up your cross and you die in the cube while you're in the cube. But you can play the game. It's all theater. It's all a game. The angels are watching. It's all being recorded. It's all theater. So you can play the little game, the pride wars, if you want to. But you can't leave the cube unless you're born again. You must be born again. And because you're in the cube, in your flesh, in your old Adam, unless you're born again, you're stuck. You can might think you leave the cube, but you go to another cube. And that's why Jim Henson did the video, the movie, in the 1980s or whenever he did it, 70s or something. He's the one that did the Muppets, because he saw through this thing. He's saw through the game. Jim Henson did the muffin because he saw through it. He did the cube because he saw through it. But the thing about Jim Henson is he was doing it from a Luciferian earth plane. And so this is why Manly P. Hall and all of them, they think they can escape the cube by the energy of the flesh, by law, by not playing the game. But they're still in the cube. They just don't know it. They just don't know it. Your neighbors, they get taken, they get demon possessed by the will of the devil. Anytime the devil wants to take them over, he will. Especially when you're in peace, the devil is going to try to attack your peace. And he's going to do anything he can to take away your peace. Because that's the only way he drops you back down in the game. You understand what I'm saying? It's a trip, to be honest with you. When that policeman stepped towards me, I've studied, I know body language. And when that policeman stepped towards me, that was a threat. His body language was a threat. Because he felt like he was not seeing something that I could see. He felt intimidated. So the only thing he had was to try to make a threat. Flesh mind. I just stepped back. I said, "Why are you stepping towards me?" He didn't have an answer. It's a trip, to be honest with you. When you have spiritual truth, spiritual understanding, and they don't, they get mad because you see past their lies. You see past their contradiction. You see past their hypocrisy. You see past their games. You see past their flesh mind, and once you pinpoint their flesh mind, they have to attack, because you've seen through their gaslighting, fake reality, their projection in the world that they're trying to put out. It's all gaslighting. You see past it, so they have to attack you because you've seen past what they are. You know what they are. You know what they are. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's sad. It's really sad, to be honest. It's ridiculous.